Hi guys. A short idea on Parshat Balak. So one of the questions that really bothered many of the Mefarshim on Balak, an overarching question of the Parsha, is the Nevuah of Bilam. And I don't mean the specific Nevuah of Bilam. I mean the fact that he was a Navi, because in the end of the day, many of the Rishonim, especially the Rambam, for example, really believed that Nevuah is a natural outgrowth of a natural outgrowth of intellectual perfection, of moral perfection, as he describes at length in the Mor Nevuchim and in Mishneh Torah. And if that's the case, so having a Navi like Bilam, where his the story in Tanakh itself isn't very positive about him, especially as we see later, he is killed for his involvement in the story of Bnei Midian, and in the Midrashim, his sins are built up, and Chazal attribute horrible sins to him beyond simply his opposition to the Jews. And his attempt to curse them, including bestiality, with his donkey. So if you think that intellectual moral perfection is necessary for Nevuah, so then the fact that Bilam is a Navi is really quite problematic. So that question really leads us to several possibilities. One possibility is to reject the entire model of the Rambam, and to really think more of Nevuah as a gift from God that God communicates through whoever he wants, and he can use whatever tool he wants. It might be that usually he uses righteous people, but fundamentally, if you don't view Nevuah as the natural outgrowth of a philosophical, theologically perfected, morally perfected life, so then the fact that once in a while you'll have an evil person like Bilam as a Navi doesn't create such problems. But let's say you want to accept the Rambam's model. So then what exactly do you do? So here, I think you have several possibilities. The easiest possibility, though this is not the one the Rambam himself takes, is what Rav Chasdai Kreskes takes in Or Hashem, in Chelek Bet, in Mamar Bet, Klal Dalet, Perek Gimel, where he argues, he follows the Rambam, in believing that Nevuah is a natural phenomenon, a natural outgrowth of spiritual perfection. However, he just believes it's an exception. Bilam was the exception to the rule. It was necessary, given the circumstances, that God communicate to him. And therefore, he let him be a Navi. And he says that this was a nace. And he says, "Velazekina oto akatuv pikosein." Right? He's called a magician because not normally a navi. Ella should be oto itzel balak ne nabeil derech nes uvapela v'zelashka chal Yisrael sholi kalaleim. He was part of the hashkacha in order to protect the Jewish people. It's an exception, and I think that's obviously the easiest approach to it. And in that, I think you really do have a lot of support in the midrashim. So, for example, the Tanhuma writes that the reason that God made Bilam a Navi was so that the Jews, the non-Jews rather, wouldn't have an excuse to say we didn't keep the mitzvah because we never had a Navi to us, and therefore God gave them a Navi. Now, this is not exactly the same as Rav Chasdai Kreskes, where the exception is for the Jews in a local circumstance, but the notion that really Bilam by right shouldn't be a Navi, and that's why, again, he's called a Kosein in general, but But he's a Navi because of exceptional reasons. So again, that's a possibility. Again, Rav Chassai Kreskes thinks he's not really a Navi at all. Certain times there's a miracle that gets Nevuah. The Midrash seems to go farther and say that God made an exception to his rules to make him a Navi so that the non-Jews wouldn't have a defense to say we didn't keep the mitzvah because we didn't have a Navi. According to that Midrash, it does sound more like he was a Navi on a permanent basis. But again, fundamentally, it's an exception to the rules. The Rambam, however, in Mernavuchim, argues that it's not the case. He downgrades Bilam, and he says it's not really Nevuah. It's really Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah is God communicating more directly. Ruach HaKodesh is more inspiration, divine inspiration, like that which David HaMelech had when he wrote Tehillim, where it's not directly communicated by God, but it's divinely inspired. And he argued that that's what Bilam had. Now, obviously, at some level, this solves the problem, because it makes it that, yes, you need spiritual perfection to be a Navi, maybe not for Ruach HaKodesh. Honestly, I'm not sure it solves the problem fully, because you would think that Ruach HaKodesh is also a natural outgrowth of spiritual perfection. So either the Rambam doesn't believe that for Ruach HaKodesh, or he just thinks that if God is going to make an exception, so then it should be a less extreme exception. Give him Ruach HaKodesh and not Nevuah. The Abarbanel in his Peirush on the Mor Nevuchim, however, notes that this does seem to be against Chazal, where not only the Midrash that I mentioned in the Tanhuma, but the probably better known Midrash in the Sifrei, that not only was he a Navi, but he was a Navi, right? Lo kam Navi od b'Yisrael kimoshe, b'Yisrael lo kam, aval ba'umot ha'olam kam, that there were no Navi as great as Moshe amongst the Jews, but there was amongst the non-Jews. Now that makes it sound like he's not just a Navi, but he's, you know, amongst the greatest of the Nevi'im. And again, assuming that you are in the Rambam's fundamental framework, you either have to, you know, reject this Chazal and assume there are other voices in Chazal, presumably, or do what Rav Chassai Kreskes does and say this is an exception, basically maintain the general model of what Nevuah entails and what it is, and yet argue that that there are exceptions to the rule. So that's just a little bit to think of about what Nevuah is in general, what it means in this context, and what the case of Bilam teaches us. And again, if you're interested in this, you have to look at is the Mefarshim, both in terms of what it means that he was a Navi, but also in terms of why he's described in other terms, like Kosein, and the like. And does that indicate that maybe he's not really a Navi, or he's not naturally a Navi, or shouldn't be a Navi, because he doesn't fit the proper model.